This is Chris Whalen, CPA, and welcome to the Street Level Business Podcast. My firm specializes in income tax matters for businesses and families and offers the full array of services you would expect from a full-service CPA firm. If you already have a question for me, please pause the podcast and call me on 732-673-0510. If you look at your screen, you will see my website and phone number, both great ways to reach me. Now, today's topic is a hot one lately, and it has to do with independent contractor status. The title of this podcast is Steps to Confirm You Are an Independent Contractor or Are Paying One. Now, there is a great text version of this memo. If you're listening to this on my blog page, you'll see a link above that says text version. You can click that to actually read along with this podcast, or if you're watching this on YouTube, you can click the link in the description for the text version. Okay, let's get started. There is much confusion today about who is an employee and who is an independent contractor. Yes, the current laws are vague, and they have been vague, especially in New Jersey, for decades. So the current hysteria and fears are not based in any significant change to legislation and rules. Don't let this hysteria have you disengage from your valued independent contractors. If you are truly an independent business, it has always been highly unlikely New Jersey will try to reclassify you as a W-2 employee when you are clearly an independent contractor. Most times, it is very clear if a relationship is one of employer and employee or a business-to-business independent contractor one. That being said, there are many employees who are being paid as an independent contractor when they shouldn't be. Those people are the focus of these new proposed rules, and they will help many people who are adversely impacted by being misclassified as businesses when they are truly employees. There are certain things that can help prove the person you are paying is not an employee, but is an independent contractor. So, by the same token, there are ways to help prove you are an independent contractor and not an employee. And some important notes here. Working on the premises of your client does not matter if you are a legitimate independent contractor. Valid independent contractors work on site, even when technically doing the same work, but they are never employees. Also, forming an LLC or a corp does not matter. You can be a simple sole proprietor, filing under your social security number, and be a valid business. In practice, try to institute the following procedures I'm going to detail. Employees have none of these. So, multiple clients. Independent contractors have multiple clients. This does not have to be at the same time. Many independent contractors work for one client at a time, then move on to the next. If you are working for the same client long term, regardless of your business attributes, you may be at severe risk of being classified as an employee, regardless of where the work is performed. A good example of this are Uber and Lyft drivers. They are not being paid by their passengers. They are paid by Uber or Lyft, so that is who they work for. In my opinion, Uber and Lyft drivers could possibly be classified as employees as they don't have multiple clients for their driving or livery activity. Independent contractors get paid by multiple clients, never just one over time. Uber and Lyft drivers have only one source of income for that activity. Business cards and websites. Independent contractors have these, employees do not. Marketing. Businesses are actively marketing their services in search of new clients. A Form W-9. This is an IRS form. Independent contractors complete a W-9 form and provide these to those businesses hiring them. This form will show your business name and federal ID number. That information will be used to complete a 1099 NEC, which was formerly called a 1099 MISC, at year end, and will reflect the total amount you were paid during the entire year. So, independent contractors, make sure you provide a completed W-9 to every person you have subcontracted with. Businesses, make sure to get a completed W-9 from every independent contractor you are paying. As I mentioned just a moment ago, there is a new form for 2020 called the 1099 NEC. This is going to replace the 1099 MISC, which is still used for the last time for independent contractors in 2019. So businesses, Be sure to issue 1099s to all independent contractors you have paid more than $600. Independent contractors, demand that you receive a 1099 at year end. The next category is contracts. Businesses have contracts or engagement letters between them detailing the work to be performed. These are good evidence that your work relationship is always temporary and not full-time employment. Consult with an attorney about specific wording, but it is always good to see wording where the parties acknowledge the independent contractor is never working exclusively for the company engaging them. Employees work under the assumption that their employment is open-ended. Independent contractors through contracts make it known their work is temporary in nature and terminates at a certain point. The next category is invoices. Independent contractors invoice their clients. Employees are on a fixed salary or provide time records to be paid by the hour. Independent contractors are rarely paid this way. Yes, they are sometimes paid hourly, but these hours are detailed on an invoice given to the business. Always demand invoices from your independent contractor and always give them if you are an independent contractor. Detailed business records. Independent contractors maintain accounting books and records, calendars, client files, etc., and they file tax returns for their business, a Schedule C for a sole proprietor or sole member LLC, for example. Insurance. Businesses carry business insurance, employees do not. All independent contractors should have at least a small business owner's policy. Home office. A home office is just as legitimate as a rented commercial space. It does not in any way reduce your qualifying as an independent contractor. Also, there is much information about taking the home office deduction. It does not increase your risk of audit, so take it if you have a valid home office. Also, it does not reduce the basis of your home unless you have taken depreciation as part of the home office deduction. This brings us to the end of this edition of the Street Level Business Podcast. Questions? Concerns? Call me on 732-673-0510. Thanks for listening. I hope you found this podcast informative. Remember, the moment you have a business or tax question is the moment you should be calling me. Have a great day.